Yeah, hold on. I'm coming. I said hold on. Good grief. Yeah, what? Oh, it's you. What the hell do you want? A study session? Seriously? Oh, that's right. I forgot our teacher partnered us together for that stupid project. No, I guess it's fine. I wasn't doing anything important. Come on in. Sorry, my apartment's kind of a mess. I wasn't expecting company. Least of all you. Hey. Just because we're stuck together for this project, doesn't mean I'm gonna be nice to you. I'm not gonna treat you any differently than I do at school. You got me? Alright, you can wait here in the living room. I've gotta go grab my backpack. Don't touch anything, alright? This is fucking ridiculous. Okay, I think I've got everything we need. What are you doing? Damn it, nerd. I told you not to touch anything. Don't go through my shit, alright? Because I said so. If you're gonna keep snooping around, then we can just go over to your dorm room. Or to the lobby or something. Because... Look, I get it. I have a lot of interesting shit in here. But that doesn't mean you get to touch it. Okay, moron. What the hell are you looking for anyway? What? More of my artwork? It's all over the walls. My art books are private. Well, of course my artwork looks creepy to you. I'm just into some dark shit, alright? What the hell do you mean you didn't know I was an artist? We have art together, idiot. I just always sit in the back, so you typically don't see me. But I'm there. What's this? Now you're giving me compliments? Jeez, you change your tune fast. I get it, my art is unique and whatever. But can we focus on this project so I can get you out of my room? Okay. Now sit down. Jesus Christ. Alright. So, what person in history did you want to do this stupid book report on? It doesn't matter to me. I don't really care too much about history. I suppose that could work. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Abraham Lincoln, but I guess it's fine. I mean, I'd rather write about something like the French Revolution. I said it's fine. Alright, let's see. Why do these books have to be so damn big? Don't worry. I can make a rough draft of what we're gonna go over, and how we're gonna present it to the class. I'm actually pretty good at this. That's probably why they put you with me. Because you suck at this stuff. Hey, I'm just telling it like it is. I mean, when's the last time you did a book report that actually passed? Exactly. Now just shut up and let me do this. All right. You're what? Thirsty? Are you serious right now? Why didn't you bring a water bottle or something? Oh my god. Of course you're as unprepared as always. No, it's fine. I just don't have a lot of food in my apartment. But I think I have a couple of water bottles in the fridge. I'll be right back. And remember, don't touch anything, or you'll regret it. All right. Just give me a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I got your stupid water bottle. What the hell? Is that my art book? Damn it! You saw. You. I told you not to look at that. Damn it! Hold still. No, I'm not getting off of you. So you found me out. That's right. I've been drawing you. For quite a while now. But you were never supposed to find out. I guess this works out in my favor, doesn't it? Don't struggle. Now that you've seen, I have no choice but to keep you here. I was planning on waiting a little bit to do this, and taking you somewhere far away. But you forced my hand. Stop struggling. I told you, I'm not going to get off of you. If only you weren't so damn snoopy. I could have spared you a little bit longer. You thought I hated you? Well, you were wrong. In fact, I admire you. From the first time I saw you in class, with your flowing hair and your soft skin, I couldn't help but draw you when you sat in front of me. And I've been drawing you ever since. Did you like that last one you saw? That was you sleeping. None of that. It's okay. It's not what you think. I didn't break into your dorm room or anything. In fact, I'm friends with one of your roommates. So she had me come over one night for a drink. And you were sleeping. So once she passed out, I decided to stay and draw you. You looked so peaceful that night. You didn't even move or notice me at all. And that's not the first time either. I've been in your apartment quite a few times when you weren't home. Not only that, I've gone through your stuff too. So I guess it makes sense you wanted to go through mine. I'm crazy. I never thought I'd hear you say that. You hardly notice my existence at all, unless I'm picking on you. And then it's nothing but backtalking and telling me to leave you alone and blah blah blah. I really had you convinced, didn't I? Will you stop it? Fighting me will do you no good. I'm twice as strong as you. What, you thought just because I wore baggy clothes and I'm super skinny, that I don't have muscles under here? Well, you're wrong. See, I actually go to the gym twice a day to keep myself in shape. You don't realize it, but I've been preparing for this for months. I had it all planned out. I was gonna meet you outside of campus, in an attempt to apologize for my rude behavior at school. We were gonna go out for coffee. Then I was gonna trick you into getting into my car. From there, I was gonna knock you out and take you to this designated spot that I found, where I could keep you all to myself. And it was going to be during our fall break, so no one would suspect anything when you didn't come back. I know you were planning on driving to your parents, right? That's at least a 4-hour drive. Anything could have happened to you. But don't worry. I'm not gonna kill you. I was planning on keeping you safe. And keeping you all to myself. You were so clueless, too. You thought I was your bully this entire time. You really are an idiot. Damn it all. Hold still. You're not gonna get away from me. Shh. Don't scream. You're just gonna make this harder on yourself. You see, if you would have checked my bottom drawer, you would have realized how prepared for this I am. That's right. I've got handcuffs, and duct tape, and rope. And because you won't stop squirming, I have to resort to this. Hold still. That's it. Man, you're such a fighter. Who knew? There we go. Now you're mine. All handcuffed and sprawled out on my floor. Oh, I never thought I'd see this day. Oh, look at you. I can't help myself. Oh, I want you so bad. But no, I have to wait. It's not time for that yet. First things first, I have to get you off campus. Did you tell your roommate you were coming over here to study? For this stupid book report, I mean. Don't lie to me. Be honest now. Does anyone else know that you're here? No. That's perfect. I was hoping that might be the case. I told you. If you keep yelling like that, I'm gonna have to grab the duct tape and a sock and make you a little gag. Is that what you want? I didn't think so. Now keep quiet. I have to grab something from the kitchen. If you move at all, I will know. So be my good little pet and don't move. That's more like it. I'll be right back. Gotcha. Don't worry. It's just chloroform. It won't kill you. But it will knock you out. Oh, yes. Struggle all you want. Look at you. You even managed to get out of your handcuffs. I'm glad I decided to buy this yesterday. Didn't realize it would come in handy so soon. You can hit me all you want. I'm not going to let go until you pass out. Oh yes, claw at me. Oh, rip my skin open. I love a good fight. That's it. Go to sleep. And when you wake up, we can start our new life together. Just me and you. Sweet dreams, nerd.
Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.